Jim Buckley Jr. joins us on Sports Byline USA. I like good sports books, and if you're a baseball fan, you're going to enjoy this one. It's called Perfect, the inside story of baseball's 20 perfect games. And Jim, I suppose when we talk about sports, perfection is something that a lot of people aim for, but they rarely get. But in this particular case, you can statistically point to something perfect in baseball, can you not?
That's right. Yeah, thanks for having me on today, Ron. You're right. Only in baseball can a player be absolutely perfect. If a guy goes 20 for 20 in a basketball game, they don't say he had a perfect game because who knows, he had three turnovers. A football quarterback can complete all his passes but throw a pick or lose the game or something, doesn't get to be perfect. Only in baseball is there a statistical record that shows perfection. And as I always like to point out, it's not just the pitcher. The team has to be perfect too.
When you take a look at a perfect game in baseball, what beyond the obvious makes it so special?
Well, I think, first of all, the rarity is really the thing that comes to mind so quickly. There have been a couple hundred thousand baseball games played. 20 of them have had this amazing thing accomplished by the pitcher and his team behind him. So the rarity right off the bat is one that immediately comes to mind. The building pressure over the course of the game is another thing, because especially in the last 20 or 30 years, maybe not so much in the early days of baseball, but in the last 20 or 30 years, as more and more attention has been paid to games, as more and more fans can tune into games as they're going on, as word of a great accomplishment, you know, underway can be spread around the world via the internet and Twitter and all that stuff, the ongoing, that little three-hour drama, that little two- or three-hour drama of baseball, every single pitch can change history. One more out gets closer, one more batter, one more inning, and that building sense of anticipation that everybody knows what's going on is something that's also pretty rare, because, again, it doesn't, you don't see that in other sports, and you rarely see that in any other baseball games, because, sure, you're building toward a victory, but so much can happen that goes back and forth. A couple of hits don't change the outcome of a victory or a win sometimes, but literally one bad hop single, one error, one drop fly ball, one walk, one hit by pitch, and all of a sudden, poof, just like that, it's over.
You know, as a longtime of sports observer, Jim, one other thing jumped out at me about the perfect game, and that is the unpredictability. And what I mean by that, you cannot predict when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, or who is going to be the one to throw this perfect game. And I think that that is what makes it unique, because if you think also about, say, a player who hits 300, you could pretty much say, hey, this is a good hitter, and so he probably is going to hit 300, or somebody who hits 40 or 50 home runs. But when it comes to the pitcher, as I look through this, there are a lot of guys you would never have ever thought might throw a perfect game.
Absolutely. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime miracle kind of a thing for pitchers as great as Randy Johnson and Roy Halladay and Sandy Koufax, and as unheard of as Charlie Robertson or Mike Witt or Dallas Braden of recent years. These are pitchers who certainly good professional pitchers, but nowhere near the level of guy you'd expect to be so great as to keep a team from ever even reaching base. And you're right, the real unpredictability about it is fun. And as you said, you can, you know, there's MVPs don't come out of nowhere. Cy Young Award winners don't come out of nowhere. Even guys who hit four home runs in a game, which is another rare feat, although the guy only has to do four things right, whereas a pitcher has to do 27 things right. Even those, most of the guys on that list are the sluggers, you know, the big hitting guys. But you look down the list of perfect game pitchers, and you've got every possible kind of hurler you could imagine on that list.